Hey everybody, this is Anthony from Game Music for All.
And this is Chibi Ma from Game Music for All.
And this is B-Type from England, and we're Letters vs. Numbers, and how are you today?
Woo!
Yay!
You just listened to Final Fantasy One Town.Wave from the Smash Brothers Bacon EP, which is fantastic, of course. I absolutely
super
adored
fantastic.
It. Super fantastic.
Super fantastic.
Ma-tastic. Bacon.
The only album worthy of the name Bacon.
Of ultimate remixes, I agree. And why wouldn't you want to name an EP? Not after bacon. I love bacon. I want bacon right now, actually.
Well, if you were a vegan, maybe.
So, no, even vegans like bacon.
Even
vegans like bacon. Even vegans.
Although, I suppose, like, you could still name it Bacon, because it would be after something forbidden, because lots of people name albums after things that it shouldn't have, really.
So, are you saying that, like, vegans are just, like, hateful people, then?
No! How on earth did you infer that?
I don't know. It's how I connected the dots. Don't ask.
Are you trying to get, like, some scandal going? They're like
yes.
2 minutes in
yes,
and you're
I'm
like...
I'm trying to start some trouble. I want to cause a riot on the internet.
Are you waiting for me to say, like, chiptunes is sexist or something?
Wait. What did you just say? Did you just say that chiptunes is sexist?
I gotta go blog about this.
Oh my god. What? I'm going on TweetDeck right now.
Actually, chiptunes is pretty sexist. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna tweet so people will actually, like, friggin' tweet us.
I already did that.
Well, I'm doing it again.
Man. Shit.
Oh,
what have I done?
Neely of Neely and DJ Dig Dug, who is signed to Game Music for All Records, says,
yeah.
Kidnaps Chibi-Ma. Now B and Gino have to rescue her double dragon style.
Oh, frick you guys, I'm going, ah!
That means me and B have to fist fight at the end.
Yeah, don't we, like, double cross each other?
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, kind of hanging there, just, like, watching you guys or whatever.
Yeah,
I never
you're the real
double dragon.
You're the real villain, Ma, making friends
I'm
fight
real.
With each other.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm just Trouble. That's my middle name, Trouble. Actually,
well,
name,
anyway,
but...
fist fighting aside and stuff, what were we talking about before that? No. Oh, we got a tweet? And was that what we were talking about?
Yeah,
we're
sorry.
Talking about
I'm
Twitter.
Pretty out of it.
I can tell. Well, you just woke up, so I guess
true.
You're excused, Mr. Late.
That's the problem
podcasting.
With doing a podcast across the country, or the earth, I mean.
That is true. Oh, snap. My laptop's nearly out of battery.
Crap, hold
we
on.
Are at some point going to have to play a song so I can plug this bad boy in.
All right. We should probably do that right now then.
Yeah.
All right. I could have totally not said that and just, like, played a song and we could have been all, like, snappy and awesome and yes. But that's not what happened.
Well, people need to, like, they want the inside. They don't want all that Hollywood high production value. They want to know what's really happening. They want the truth.
That's true. And if there's one thing we can give them, it's the truth. The
indeed.
Sexist, sexist truth.
Sexist, sexist truth. I like it.
You guys got anything in particular you want to play?
Well,
you should play...
Let's see.
Ooh, can we play My Parents' Favorite Music?
Yes! Yes, we can.
I'm down with that.
We... have a remix from DSMIV, who did a remix for me recently and is basically on this huge kick of taking nerdcore acapellas and just, like, remixing the hell out of them. Like, he does it really, really well. It's the guy who used to do Clanky Robo Gob Jobs, if you remember those guys. So actually, if you're a nerdcore rapper and you're any good and you've got some acapellas, he may well be up for remixing you if you like this track and stuff. And of course you like this track.
It's a pretty
this is
track.
Hell yeah, it is. This is My Pet's Favorite Music, Just a Game, DSMIV Remix. Enjoy.
million. Shouldn't I be proud like I'm part of the group instead of weighing it down? Just take a number, get in line. Just look at myself playing games and then it dying in my head. I'll tell myself that I shouldn't regret it. Tell myself that I'm strong for a long time. I meant it. Even if I meant this head on, it's endless, senseless. Like a never ending Tetris when I get stressed. In the middle of things, fiddle with things, blow up at the littlest things. It has nothing to do with video games. If anything, it helps me get over things. So just quit. I'm sick with the disrespect. Stare me down till there's nothing left. Go ahead, cause I'm sick of this. I'm tired of that. I wanna push buttons. I like the fact that it's just a phase. It's just a name. It's just a maze for a stupid game. It's just a story. It's just an escape. Name grown up, we should do the same. It's just a waste. It's just a dream. It's just a made up fantasy. It's just a grand illusion. It'll fade. It's just a game.
How do you exploit the night?
Why do you need a fight?
It's just a game.
It's just a game.
Why do you justify?
What's your alibi?
It's just a game.
It's a game.
How do you manage?
What's your damage?
It's just a game.
It's a game.
Let me make this clear.
It ends here.
You're just a game.
Now I shouldn't feel guilty for trying to be happy, trying to be creative, trying to be loud. Now fake the wrath of my passion counteracting with just a sound. Not just cause my spirits are going off doesn't give you the right to make me as bitter as you. You people are too selfish for words, but I'll try a few.
This is not a phase, it's not a name, it's not a maze for a stupid game. It's not a story, it's not an escape. You're not the first, you're just the same. It's not a waste, not a dream. Now listen very carefully. It's done, it's
cause it was magic when I saw the Commodore 64. And Zach McCracken blew my mind, mind you, I was just four. These are memories that make me who I am. And I've got hope and all my friends and family is finished. And I realized the problem wasn't me to begin with. So you can just try to call my existence.
Listen, babe.
Flying Fortress, Ill Gil,
Nameless,
I that vanilla chrome, act like you know, and if you don't know, ask them as a clue, for you. Roll through your whole tribe like a Bowser power slide, y'all got whips but y'all can't really ride, y'all got hustles but y'all can't really grind, golden muscle speed boost the way I stack mine, cause the way I get it in, y'all about to get lapped, blue wing brittle shells, y'all about to get clapped. CCCs, don't know how to act. Pop rules through your city with the reckless in the back. Thank you, your peace. It was a lean thing to get in. Y'all never seen a coupe this cold since ice was invented. My rims stay poked out like nature intended. And which rewards those that keep it.
We got blue you don't see. Check the rims on Yoshi. Puff on this fire flower. Act like you got star power. Don't leave your chicken home.
Your chance, now you blew it. I got that lightning cloud, overloading conduits. That hit a blockade, I just roll right through it. Aimless always been known to overdo it. Eager beaver chomping at the bit, hella intense. I get that clairvoyant dome, call it extra sense. Drop a dime around me, she'll be extra spin. It's like grand launching me the way I steal your chick. Caught you slipping, now I'm dipping. Pay my role like Scottie Pippen, get in and get out. Time came and go to whipping.
We got blue and you don't see. Check the rims on your.
welcome back. You just heard Vanilla Chrome by Flying Fortress, which is a teaming up of nerdcore rappers Ill Gill and Nameless, and that's from their new album that just came out today on illgill.com.
Oh, was that out today?
It came out a couple days ago.
Oh, sweet.
I thought that was just like, it was just a hard copy thing that was out, but I'll grab that. Totally.
Where can I get it? Like, is it on RT or is it somewhere else?
It is not on RT as of yet. I don't know if, like, the guys are just a little slow in posting it or if they just haven't, if Ill Gill hasn't gone on there himself to plug it.
Okay.
But it's on illgill.com for download.
All right. I'll definitely have to do that ASAP then.
Your number one spot for Ill Gill news.
Oh, okay. Speaking of Vanilla Chrome, I was just telling Gino and B about this video called John of War on Newgrounds. And if you haven't seen it yet, you totally have to see it if you know anything about
it. Well, what
War.
I'm wondering now is how does it tie into Vanilla Chrome?
I'll explain.
Are you getting to
that? Yeah, I'm getting to that. And it's absolutely hilarious because it's like this coworker dude, whatever, he's like calling out to the gods and like, help me, you know, slay down my coworker Bruce. He sucks. And it like does a flashback of why he sucks and they're like at this work meeting, it's funny as all hell. And in the end, the gods are like, okay, here you go, a weapon of chaos. And, like, it shows them the next day going to a work meeting, and, like, Bruce is, like, drinking, like, coffee or something, and he's, like, putting creamer into it, and he, like, takes a sip of the coffee, and his eyes get really big, and he looks at the creamer, and it's not the normal creamer he puts in, it's, like, French vanilla, but it's all, like, demonic and stuff. It's like, and then they're like, yeah, I won't say how it ends, but yeah, I just thought that was funny because Vanilla Chrome.
Oh, vanilla's delicious, though. I have vanilla in my coffee.
Yeah,
French vanilla is like pretty top tier, I think.
So French vanilla is like kind of like one of like the elite creamers of coffee, you're saying?
It's up there.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, French vanilla.
It's a personal favorite, certainly.
Indeed, but
it passed the B-type taste test.
It does, the B-type taste test.
Many.
I've got to use that in a rap someday. That sounds really nice. The B-type taste test.
He's already ruined it. He won't remember it now. He'll like totally just forget about it. But
no way, I'm gonna remember it so hard.
Now you just have to be able to say it.
Word.
So much kudos to Johnny Utah, the guy who created that video on the grounds.
So it's named after him?
I guess so.
Do you think there's actually like a Bruce at his work that he hates?
That'd be really funny if there was. And he'd like watch that video. Like, what?
Maybe him and Bruce are like actually sort of friends.
Yeah.
If someone made a video, like a well drawn, like well animated cartoon about how much they hated me, I would kind of feel like sad for them.
I would feel proud. Like I'd be like, oh my god, look at this video. It was made about me. Yeah, but they hate you. So, I'm involved somehow. This is awesome. I love it.
But, like, if he went out of his way to, hey, I made this, like, I spent, like, hundreds of hours to make this. Now look at it and feel bad. Then it would just feel bad for them.
You're like a waste of your time.
Yeah. It's like, why didn't you just tell me to not make fun of you?
I don't mind not doing that.
It's like, I would have thought you were,
make fun of.
I would have thought you were, like, a humorless dick, but... You know, it would have taken, like, 10 seconds.
You could have just, like, made, like, a fan page or a group that, like, hated me or something, you know. On Facebook or something instead. Making a video is pretty damn hardcore, I have to say. You really hate somebody enough to make a video? Oh, jeez.
Oh, we also have a tweet from Error, and he said that the W and K are part of a standardized identifier that is totally arbitrary.
What?
And apparently, like, he links to some articles about it, and, like, different countries and places have different identifiers for their radio shows.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh. I see.
Like the
so
United
they don't
States
stand
uses
for anything.
I guess not.
Just to like catch everybody up, because like this threw me for a little second. Last episode, we were wondering, like what the beginnings of radio stations meant. Like, is it WK or?
Apparently, in America, they have K, W, N, and AA-AL are all the call signs that they have.
And all that is just to say that it's a radio station.
Word.
Pretty much. All right. That's kind of disappointing. I like the idea of them standing for something. Because when you want to be serious about talking about them, you could, like, refer to the whole sentence.
Well, there might be some super secret government conspiracy about it still that we're not privy to.
That's true, but that's going to be difficult to discover using Twitter.
You never know, though. Twitter's
that's true.
A lot of people
we have some powerful
Twitter,
people on our Twitters.
There are. Oh my gosh! You know what's really fun? Is like, well, sometimes really fun. Is seeing like hardcore celebrities on Twitter, and then they're like tweeting to each other, but like they'll tweet about the most random ass shit, or like get into arguments over Twitter.
And then everybody's watching.
Yeah, pretty much. It makes me lol. But oh,
it other makes funny me cry.
For other funny videos. wait.
Why can't we all just get along?
Because you're a cow.
What?
What kind of insult is that?
Your face is a cow. Cow face.
That was the insult I thought of when he said that. That's what kind of insult it is.
Anywho, other funny videos.
Yes, Ma. Rein this podcast back in. This is all on you now.
Alright. Anywho, for more important shiz. I don't know if I ever had you guys see this video, but there's this group of two guys. They're called For Tax Reasons. They're an animation studio. And they did this video called HP Papergraph. And it's this guy who, like, goes on Boing Boing and, like, tries to make a Papergraph steampunk outfit out of paper, but it fails. And, like, his dad gets in and stuff. I don't know. But here's the link for it. You can go to it. It's fortaxreasons.com. And I just, like, the first video I saw of theirs was that. It was HP Papergraph.
So am I going to have to put this link in the show notes now?
Can't.
Ah.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Anywho. But they also, like, started doing this series. It's really, really short series. It's, like, only four, or actually more like seven episodes long. It's, like, Ronin Dojo Community College DX, The Digital Pirates of Dark Water Saga. And, like,
nice.
It's so freaking random. Like, it's basically about these two nerds who are, like, fighting over a game, and then the FBI gets in and, like, is like, oh my gosh, you pirate music and games, you're going to jail. And, like, then, like, they, like, summon robots and they, like, fight each other and stuff. It's totally random. But I absolutely love
not
it.
Not nerds.
I thought I specifically stated that I do not want nerds listening to this show.
Oh, no, we can't have any nerds, geeks.
Because they're all sexist and racist.
Yes. Bastards. Ugh.
They mock disabled people.
Chiptune artists. Ugh.
That's your disparaging remark?
Nerd. Nerdcore
I think chiptunes would be okay if I stopped being so bloody sexist all the time.
I'm thinking Ma's kind of sexist because she doesn't want to throw her hat into the offend everybody ring like we have.
Yeah.
No, I'm more racist than sexist, but you got me. I'm guilty.
That is pretty true.
Yeah.
You are more racist than sexist.
I am not more. Well, that's what I get from living up in the mountain area. Whatnot.
Oh, so you're saying people who live in the mountains are racist?
Yeah. So mountain people are racist now. That's my claim.
Have we started enough drama to be popular yet?
I guess we'll find out.
I have no idea.
I just imagine Ma living among a bunch of Gorons now. With mining, well, like, I guess that like because the Gorons love drums, so I don't know what Ma has against them.
You totally.
It's
because
she was brought
so
up
she's rebelling.
Drums
it's like
and,
is
and
it's classical
like
strings without
against...
drums, like her kind of punk rock.
In case for listeners don't get what we're talking about, we've noticed a trend whereby Ma plays a lot of songs that are devoid of drums.
Mm-hmm.
Like that seems to be her thing.
I love classical music with drums.
No, you hate drums.
Oh, right.
That's what we're saying.
I don't hate drums.
You hate them so hard, you're drummist, percussionist. No, that would mean you'd play drums.
Percussiophobic?
Percussion.
Yes.
I'm percussiophobic now. That would cause a lot of trouble since a lot of people who are close
I think this would be a good time to go into Ma's second song to show what we mean.
Yes.
Yes.
This is true. Okay, for my second Indeed. Song pick, I decided to go with the Bioshock 2 theme.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't played Bioshock 2 yet, but I listened to the soundtrack and I absolutely loved it. I still plan on playing it, just not quite yet. I played the first one and I love that one too. It's the same guy who composed the first one, Gary Scheiman.
That's so weird that you've listened to the soundtrack but not played it.
I did that with Katamari Damacy.
Like, no, I mean, like, it's not a bad thing. It's just, like, really strange to me. It's intriguing to me.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm curious.
Like, also, like the Vib Ribbon soundtrack.
It gets me all prepared.
Anyway, yes.
But the theme is called Parabon, and it's composed by Gary Scheiman. I absolutely adored it. It wasn't as intense as the first theme, but I still adored it. Still gave it the good rapture mood. And yeah.
Sweet.
So we're playing the song now? Okay, I need to do something. I'll be right back.
Thank you. my lab. Got the finest equipment. Chip my toast off his box. I got a shipment. Who lived like this? Pimpin'. Got that Bubba Kush, Bubba Gump, shrimpin'. But this ain't a shrimp boat. I'm not a captain. Only science on the deck when I'm rapping. Can't nobody distract my energy. Volcano on the deck. Yes, I use it as a centerpiece. Find my center when I'm vaping weed. You're mistaken me for someone who ain't taking knees. I can science myself into the history books. And leave you saying, my, what a mystery look. I can't divulge all the secrets of the yaya, but I can tell the public all the secrets about my God. I'm looking like a tripod when I'm healing. Man, how I love this feeling. My hair touches the ceiling. And the syrup in the cup, it's got me reeling. Tilt the world, tilt my world like a lack of V8. And as long as I'm sideways, I'm straight. Feeling scientific to the nth degree. Take a knee, space man, take a knee. When your body is performing massive amounts of chemistry. Take a knee, space man, take a knee. When you're feeling scientific to the nth degree. Take a knee, space man, take a knee. When you're calculating volume with exponents of three. Take a knee, space man, take a knee. Sometimes you just need to get your lamp on. Pause and catch a period like a maxi pad. If you don't know, then feel free to ask me that. Only stupid question is the question that you didn't ask. I look out for my men. I try to teach them all the ways through the ink of a pen. Scientific like the power of 10. Just another note in the appendix again. Like an appendix, I'll feel swell. Then I must remove myself. I'll smoke a cigarette or two, then get right back to the science with the Spantec crew. When I return, the bag is replenished. No sense letting the science diminish. I can take a knee anytime I choose, because there's always plenty of that science to do. When you're feeling scientific to the nth degree, take a knee, space man, take a knee. When your body is performing mass amounts of chemistry, take a knee, space man, take a knee. When you're feeling scientific to the nth degree, take a knee, space man, take a knee. When you're calculating volume with exponents of three, take a knee, space man, take a knee.
Welcome back, Nerdy Music Aficionados. That was Whitey Cracker with Take a Knee from his upcoming album, the name of which I do not know. But I heard that song and it's really, really good. So I decided to play it on this podcast that I have. And that's pretty much all I have to say about that song.
Good call.
Very good.
Do you think it's time for some listener emails now?
I'm down with listener emails.
It is always time for listener emails.
All right.
Oh. All right. Somebody set up a Facebook profile, but we don't care about that. Right. The first question is from Bobby Lang, who asks, will you give me your baby panda jaw? Read and rock out, Bobby.
Thank you. No, I will not.
Wait.
Next letter.
What?
Next letter is also from Bobby Lang, who says, also, what is your favorite, most obscure track from a video game? For example, I love the track The Flame and the Arrow from a game called Rudora no Hiro, but was never released outside of Japan that I've never even played. I actually stumbled across it in a Super Mario World ROM hack. Do you have favorites like that?
I do.
Read and rock out, Bobby.
Yeah, that's a good question. I do have one, actually. For all you Beyond Good and Evil fans, there's the song that they play in during one of the mini-games, the racing games. It's called the Slaughterhouse Scramble, and it's absolutely insane. It's just a bunch of, like, I don't even know what the language is. I'm guessing, like, Spanish or something, but it's just, like, going crazy, going, and just, like, rocking out, and it's just, like, throughout the entire race, and I heard it, and I was like, this is insane, but I absolutely adore it. I might, just because of that, I might have to make that one of my song choices sometime, just so you know what I'm talking about. That's one of mine.
That sounds promising. One of mine, I don't know how obscure it is, but probably the opening title to Uni Rally or Uni Races. because it rocks so fucking much.
That was some pretty rocking music.
No. Yeah, yeah. Although, was there a more obscure one? Because I used to listen to a bunch of Amiga music that was really, really cool, but I can't remember any of it. Probably, did you guys have Zool 2 over there?
We might have, but I did not play it.
Yeah, I did not play it either.
No, because the title music to that, if any of you guys remember the Amiga, like, try to dig around on YouTube for the Zool 2 opening sequence, because it's massive. It's awesome. Anyway, they're mine. Intro sequences, because I'm not that obscure, I guess.
And you don't finish games.
Nope.
I guess, I don't know how rare it is in other places, because I think this game came out in Japan and Europe, but it didn't come out in America. The Vib Ribbon game for the PlayStation. The songs were so weird. But,
yeah,
like, when I found out, like, they were made by the person who made Parappa and Jammer Nami, like, I had to grab this soundtrack and check it out. And probably the song Universal Dance by Laughing Beats from that game. It's so ridiculously Japanese and awesome.
Hold on, I have that on here. I'm gonna listen to it. Well, oh, yeah, I've heard this one.
Now?
Yes, right now. I just listened to it.
Oh, you gave it the 30-second listen.
Yeah, the 30-second listen. I had to, like, listen to it and see what he's talking
about. The 30-second listen is a skill if you're on a podcast. You've got to get the 30-second listen down.
But sometimes you have to jump around. Like, sometimes the song changes, though.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, you hear the first 10 seconds, then jump around. The middle 10, and then the last 10.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta spread that shit out.
This ain't our first barbecue.
So then you could be like, yeah, that intro starts pretty light, but then it gets all rocking, and then the outro is all soft, or whatever.
Yes. Then everyone thinks you've heard the song. It's brilliant. Right. The next email is Tony B from The Takeover, and he's not even trying to hide the fact that he's spamming now.
He just, like, straight up.
It just says, yeah, it just... This is the email in its entirety. The Takeover on Sunday at 6 PM PST on KKSM Palmar College Radio at palmarcollegeradio.com. Chat with us at zealous1.com-forums-chat and view us at livestream.com-thehangover. And that's it. There's no thanks, guys.
He doesn't
There's
even
no,
say, will you
hey,
please
could you
mention
read this?
Us?
We love you
no.
too.
Except that we don't.
Being sarcastic, yes.
Do we have
the hangover? More like the gangbang over there.
Oh my god. Next letter, please.
Next letter. Alright.
I hope this one has a question in it.
It does. I think I already know the answer, though. Right. This is from Zudabird. Well, this is going to sound a little random and maybe even slightly arrogant, but I think you should have me, Tom Fortunato, also known as Zudabird when I rap, which isn't very often these days, come on and talk about my crazy life adventures, go on tangents, and say completely ridiculous, asinine things. Yes, I'm being serious. I'm just going to talk, just beyond the podcast, to feed off your ridiculousness and go off on tangents. Oh yeah, I need a topic, don't I? Like I need a reason why you guys are putting me on the show, something you can introduce me as. I know, I'll just read excerpts from my 392-page manuscript about my ridiculous asinine adventures from 2006 to 2009. Or, we could prank call people. Come on guys, seriously, look me up on Skype via my email or name or what have you. I've even sent you two ridiculous phone conversations I had back in 2008. Very truly yours, Tom Fortunato. P.S. The MP3s I sent you are just samples of how ridiculous I could be 2 years ago. I'm sure having me on Letters versus Numbers now would be much more insane. And look, I sent you that email on at 11-11 hours. Oh my god, it's a sign. Now, while I too get a little bit of delight out of... times that are patterns. I'm a big fan of when the clock says 1, 2, 3, 4, or 2, 2, 2, 2, or 1, 1, 1, 1, etc., etc. What you're basically describing, Zudo Bird, is my role in the show.
Well, before we get into the nitty gritty of it, I guess I have to respect his moxie for trying to get on the show.
That's true. I think it's nice that people want to be on the show again. I think if you want to be on the show, really, like, your best bet is to find us at Nerdapalooza.
Yes. Come to NAPS this year.
But we've done, like, one interview in our entire, like, career. Is it just one?
Yeah, just Dan Plus Ad, Dan's, like, the third or fourth episode.
Yeah. Oh, and the one with Shinobi as well.
Oh,
like,
also that one, yes.
Yeah. Like, getting people on that aren't us is very, very difficult. We're recording this on Monday, and our scheduled time to record is Friday or Saturday?
Friday.
Friday.
You see, it's hard enough getting us together. As you would know if you read the FAQ.
Oh, now we got a link to the FAQ.
Yes,
it is on there. It's always on the website.
We'll make it more.
It needs updating a little
obviously.
Bit.
Obviously,
yeah, that's true.
Make it the whole website.
Make it like different colors or something, so people can tell what it is.
All right. The last email is from MC Tofa. Hey guys, I'm writing to ask you, plural, what your plans for Nerdapalooza are. When are you getting there? Who are you excited to see? Who would you totally make out with if you had the chance? Stay gold, MC Tofa. P.S. I'll be there this year with all of Malicious Behaviour, a.k.a. A Blip, Carmageddon, Pops Ghostly, Judah Head, and myself. Keep an eye out for us.
Ooh. Tell me.
Well, what we're going to be doing is hosting, and I'm excited to see myself in a mirror at the hotel that the place is taking place at.
Are we hosting?
I think if we just believe hard enough, it'll come true.
Oh, okay.
All right, yes. Never.
Click our heel three times.
But that doesn't mean people shouldn't continue people shouldn't continue to heckle Hex and the rest of the Nerdapalooza crew to let us host again.
Wouldn't it be cool if we hosted you guys? Like, seriously? Keep on tweeting that everywhere.
It would be cool. It was cool when we did it last time.
Well, you mean you two did it last time. But this time I'll actually be there. Oh, my whole thing about being there? For those of you who've seen my Facebook or talked to me at all, know that I actually plan to move to Florida. So, yeah, moving there. And, yeah, I'm excited to see everyone. Everyone.
So yeah, we know who Ma will be making out with if she has the chance.
Yeah, you can take a gander at that. If you can't guess, then you don't even know. You're not even worth the time.
I want to play at that comic shop.
Like, comic perform shop? There?
Yeah.
I always thought it'd be so cool to go there. I actually get to go there now. I'm so excited.
It's cool.
Hey,
I didn't get any pizza last time.
We can get
no,
pizza.
No, me neither. This time. I've never gotten any pizza there.
I got pizza the first time in 2008, but I didn't get any pizza last year.
This will be the first time I'll ever get pizza from the comic shop. I am so excited.
Unless they it all.
Yeah,
again.
That is
it'll
assuming
be, it'll,
like.
It'll be a precious moment.
There.
I'll need someone there with a camera and everything.
Oh, you get a try back. You get to try that god-awful, like, smoothie place.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited. God-awful smoothies. Oh. Yes. Hey, Gino, we should bring Moogle Ma along, too.
All right. That can be done.
That way you can have both Chibi Ma and Moogle Ma instead of just Moogle Ma like last year.
So then everyone else will have a Ma to make out with, and you won't have to be made out with.
Well, I'll be busy.
Because Moogle Ma was a little bit of a hoe last time.
I got a little carried away.
I think there's several pictures of
her. It's not your fault.
Yeah, I was a little busy meeting my hero.
Hello?
Well?
Yes?
Hello?
Is he, like, is his mic really not working?
Guys?
I don't know.
We
Hello?
Can
oh, shit.
Hear you. Are we calling him again?
Yeah, we're calling him again.
This is as real as it gets, people.
Oh, my God. We have some shit going down now. We're calling him. Okay, B is gone.
Well,
he's out of the house.
I guess this is a good chance to, we can play the, cancer drive song right now.
Yes. I'm totally down with that. So,
okay, so, I guess some background here. This song was sent to me by Josh Welchow, who every year he organizes a cancer drive, and he asks a lot of video game composers and video game musicians, chiptune artists, and OC remixers and such that, you know, he asks them all to donate a song, and they sell this album for $10 online and $25 for the actual hard copy. And this one has this song he sent me has four tracks or four samples from four of the tracks that will be on the album, and they will be available soon. And I'll talk about it a little more after we play the song, but here is a four-song sampler from Cancer Drive charity album.
Silence casts a shadow. The void locks it away. Where'd you go? I'd like to know. I'm not the only one
songs. Samples you heard there were started with Stemage, who you may know better as Metroid Metal, with his new track The Challenger, Tara Morrow, who has like the coolest name ever in the history of names, had the song Your Name, then Battle Cake with Time Scar, which is a rearrangement of the Chrono Cross theme, and Josh Welchow himself with Sing Gloria featuring Tara Morrow, Melinda Hershey, and Rich Breeley. And now I'm going to list off all the artists on this album as fast as possible. All right. Donate today. If you head over to cancerdrive.org, you could hear the songs again. You could, pre-order the album and everything. And if you donate, you'll get music from 2 seconds away. Stemage, David DeMuzio, Alec and Eileen, Haloka, Josh Welchow, Jay Tholen, Big Giant Circles, Jesse Bear, Inez S. DeDude, Bicomas, Morgan LaCivita, Michael Hong, David Celesco, Renee Winter, Tara Morrow, Helen Austin, Chihuahua, Inverse Phase, Michael Tannenbaum, Average Joe Crane, Reth Herlinger, Melinda Hershey, Rich Breeley, Midnight Prophet, Bradley Byrne, Rob Westwood, Terry Whitehead, Fever Pitch, FF Music DJ, and Post Goodism, Battle Cake, Craig Stern, Danny Clay, T.R. Beery, Martha Mingo, Shane Liu, 506, Barry Van Aldstern, J.W. Hendrick, 12 Followers, Medio, Xavier, Poolside, Goncalo Lorenko, and more.
I think you could do that again and better.
Yeah, but there's a couple of difficult names in there, so I'm not going to try.
That is true. I don't envy you that.
But yes, they have, according to their website right now, they have $2,604 raised, and their goal is $10,000. So if you toss in $10, you'll get the digital album, and if you throw down $25, they'll send you a hard copy of the album. It's totally worth it.
You can't say fairer than that. No, governor. No, that's a pretty good cause, though, because cancer kind of sucks.
Only kind of.
Yeah. No, it really does. Like, if the cause was, like, match up missing pairs of socks, I would be somewhat ambivalent. Because you can wear mismatched socks. Most of the time, people don't even notice. It could even be, like, a quirk that you have. If people go all crazy for, like, ooh, he's mismatched socks, ooh.
Hey.
It could be a positive thing.
Hey.
So you're saying my compilation to, to raise money so that I feel less lazy about matching my socks is not going to fly.
Well, you know, as a compilation of music, I'll probably enjoy it, but, like, even if it is for your charity of matching socks, I'll probably pirate it.
Your socks will remain unmatched.
No, I've done that before. I feel real guilty about it, but I've actively pirated, like, charity CDs because I haven't liked the charity. Like, cancer is a good one. I wouldn't, like, do that to a cancer CD. I would do it to, like, a PETA CD.
Yes, agreed.
But, like...
Don't let farm animals...
Yeah,
don't let farm animals go nude. Please donate today.
No way, chump. Damn it. Oh, no, now I've got a whole compilation full of songs about cold pigs. What have I done?
Not again.
Well.
I don't think the podcast has anywhere to go from here.
No.
Let me make my quick apology to people. I didn't play the Heavy Rain demo yet, but I will tonight, actually. So, you'll hear my thoughts on that on the next podcast.
Unless I call up Sony right after the podcast and tell her to cut her off.
Nice.
And then I will have to stab you. But, yes, you will hear about Heavy Rain demo, and possibly even the actual game, because that's coming out in, what's today's date? The 22nd? Yeah, it's coming out tomorrow. So, if I can figure out something with my money, I might be able to get the actual game. But if not, eventually.
I would also like to apologize because I haven't seen Tron.
Really?
But I'm not looking to rectify that too urgently.
Oh, there's a lot.
What?
That's a sin. You need to see that.
Like, nah.
Well, at least before Tron 2 comes out.
Is Tron 2 coming out? Wait, I don't care.
Then why even bring it up?
We caught
There's
you.
A lot of movies I don't care to see.
Now you have to see the
I don't care to see
one.
Avatar. You don't hear me writing a blog about it.
I thought that was what we were doing. We were apologizing for things we haven't done.
No. If you read my blogs, you would have
The idea is laughable.
I guess so. Whatever.
I've seen Avatar. Would you like to hear my thoughts on it?
Was it really ridiculous, or was it actually any good?
It was okay.
It was pretty to watch.
It was a bit ham-fisted. Like, it was very obviously going, corporations bad.
Yeah, it was kind good. Of a... The storyline wasn't anything new, but it was still, like...
Although that's kind of forgivable, because it was essentially, like, a children's movie for children.
Pretty much. And even the director himself was like, This is pretty much like Dances with Wolves. Like, we're not even.
It was Ferngully.
Yeah, well that
I remember
too,
I read a review of it on Cracked, and the ending was funny. Where it was like, yeah, get out of here, you stupid aliens with your medicine and your public school systems that educate everyone. You're the real enemy.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it was. That said, these aliens, like, they were all about nature, but, like, the advantage they had was that they could plug their ponytails into different animals and use it to control them.
So they were all about vicious mind control.
I think I would be all about nature if it meant that I could ride fucking dragons.
Well,
you know?
I mean, they're still synthetic organisms, right? So I imagine our Earth scientists could study them for a couple years, figure out how to control them without having to stick our penises in them.
Not penises, it's our ponytails. If you think a ponytail is a...
Oh, well, I'll have to show you that New Grounds video then.
Okay. I'm a little frightened now, but okay. But anywho, I think that's it for today.
The end.
I don't think I've seen Dune either.
What?
You're not missing anything.
Dune. Oh, okay.
Anywho.
So what song are we finishing on?
I figured the ending could end with the Super Metroid ending theme by Metroid Metal.
Good choice.
Called Ending.
I enjoyed that one. That was good. But yeah.
It is fantastic. Good. Hopefully they're playing PAX East the end of next month. So hopefully they'll be playing this track because it's pretty new. So hopefully they have it all set up to go once I see them at PAX East. Because this might be my favorite Metroid Metal track.
Are you able to talk about the thing you're doing at PAX yet? Because I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure. By next week, I'll definitely be able to talk about it.
Oh.
Why a week? Leaving us hanging here, Gino. Like, I don't think
this is maddening.
Oh my god.
We're just building up the suspense.
I can't take it.
Next week on an episode of Letters versus Numbers.
Dun dun dun.
All right, so we'll end with that.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Remember, you can email us lettersversusnumberspodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter @LVN. If you go over to lettersversusnumbers.net, we are regularly posting blogs and whatnot now.
Ma has one going up today.
Yeah, I'm going to bed tonight.
We are now an entertainment tour de force, a force to be reckoned with, and a reckoning's coming.
Yeah.
See how I linked those similes together?
And also threaten the lives
of
all
we
listeners.
Mean business. Yes.
All right. Well, this is Stemage. This is from Metroid Metal. You can download this track for free from MetroidMetal.com, just like all the other Metroid Metal tracks. And this is Super Metroid ending theme.
Bish bash bosh. We're out. It just felt right.
Just put that extra emphasis in.
Yes.
To get ready for the hardcoreness of the Metroid metal.
Oh. Oh yeah.
Wait, Gino, you haven't done it yet. You haven't go.
Yes. And that's probably the outtake.
Why do I always have to be the outtake?
All right, I guess stop recording. All right,
me too.
Me too.